Radio.
Right on radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday to you. I hope you are feeling blessed where you are. I certainly am. I am back somewhat refreshed after a week away. And I had a really enjoyable time with my wife. I just want to say that, and it wasn't really relaxing. It was pretty adventurous, but nonetheless, it was great to be away. I was hoping to get some great revelation on the podcast and where to go with it next as I was away, and that actually did not happen. However, upon my return And Monday in particular, I started to get some revelation. It just seems that every single day this week, I'm getting more and more drips of what to do. And I think there's going to be more preparation involved in somewhat of a format change for Right On Radio coming up. I will be giving out details of it and the justifications and explanations of where we're going, but just be reassured, same guy, same beliefs, you know, same mission statement. It's more just a return to the original vision for the Right On Radio thing. Oh, and hey, Wendy, thank you for posting Good Morning Hounding to Rock Community, the Right On Community. A reminder, please go to Right On You, that's RIGHTON letter U.com, and join the Right On Community. I'm going to be posting a new category there called Right On Radio Presents, where I've repurposed some material that I probably would not put on like the official show, but stuff that is really, really interesting. And for various reasons, and I'll let you put together why some of this stuff is interesting, but I will probably start doing that even as of today. I was sent something yesterday that I just thought was absolutely fascinating. And I will be posting that. Well, if I can, I'm going to do it today. So today I'm going to be focusing on a couple different things. First of all, TikTok and the Boeing controversies. I definitely have, well, probably a similar view to many on the TikTok thing, although my opinion has changed on it in the last few weeks, because now we're diving in. It just seems that everything's getting exposed, and as it gets exposed, we get new views on different things, and we follow the money behind it, and you start to unravel the picture as it is painted. And I'm going to talk about the Boeing stuff that is going on right now, and just for those of you who are planning to fly and stuff like that, please listen to what I have to say and take my words into consideration, if you don't mind, because I have not seen anyone else say what I'm going to say today. It is probably not going to be a popular viewpoint, but I don't care. I'm not in this to be popular, folks. So, having said that, Tucker Carlson yesterday, and despite what you may think of him, obviously he is some controlled opposition. You don't become the biggest media dude in the world without being controlled to some extent, folks. It just, that's the way the world works. And but who knows? You know, God is in charge of all things, and you know, we just let this play out and we see how it goes. And speaking of God, let me just start with the verse of the day, because this really resides with me. It's Acts 4, 10 to 12. Let it be known to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name, this man stands here before you in good health. And man, do I resonate with that. Especially under the persecution. By the way, I'm getting persecuted by X, which is supposed to be the freest platform on the planet. I'm going to talk more about that. But I want to play just the first couple minutes of the commentary, and you may have heard this already, and I apologize if you did, but it is worthwhile playing because it does expose who the real enemies are, in my opinion. And I think he does a masterful job at it. So let's just listen to a couple minutes of Tucker Carlson.
The majority of House Republicans, amazingly, just aligned with the Biden administration on one of its top priorities to ban the social media app TikTok. This amounts to the most far-reaching act of censorship in the history of the United States. It's an attack on the right of American citizens to receive their information from any source they choose. Most of us believe that was a fundamental right. But of course, almost no one in Washington will admit that that's happening. That's not at all what's going on, they tell us. No. Instead, they're fighting what's very obviously censorship as an act of self-defense against a foreign adversary. And if that sounds familiar, it should be. It's the same rationale they used to spy on Donald Trump, among other things, once they designated him a tool of Russia. And as always, they're doing all of this in the bluntest, least restrained terms, because it's your fault, actually. Quote, voting against the bill is a vote for the Chinese Communist Party, proclaimed neocon Congressman Dan Crenshaw, the Nikki Haley of Texas. Quote, the opponents of this bill aren't defending free speech. They're defending Chinese access to American data and American minds. Not a good look. You're a bad American if you don't agree with me, says Dan Crenshaw. And the rest of the liars said similar things, and maybe some of them believed it. That is possible, given the median IQ in the Congress. But just for a moment, let's consider their argument rationally. Let's just assess it for a moment. The federal government very much wants to protect us and our children from China. That's what they're telling us. Now, let's assume for a moment that that's true. And let's further assume that the Chinese government is, in fact, a greater threat to our happiness and well-being than our own government is. That's a stretch, if you think about it. In fact, it's totally unsupported by evidence of any kind. But for the sake of argument, let's just stipulate that that is, in fact, true. So if you were in charge, how would you go about protecting the United States from China? Let's see. The first thing you would do is prevent the CCP from buying American farmland and controlling our food supply. That way, the Chinese government, a government they claim is our greatest enemy, would not have the power to starve our population to death. That would be key. You'd get right on that. Of course, you'd also want to make sure that the CCP had zero control over our water or energy or communications infrastructure, basic elemental things, things you couldn't live without. You wouldn't want the Chinese anywhere near those things. You would not allow it. Those would be the first priorities on your list. And then you would make certain that the Chinese didn't control your economy. You would not, for example, export your entire industrial base to China, simultaneously making them rich and you poor. You would not do that. Nor would you allow them to hold a meaningful portion of your debt. That would be reckless as hell. You wouldn't allow the Communist Party of China to send billions to your most prestigious universities, thereby gaining control of the minds of the next generation of your leaders. And needless to say, you would not allow Chinese citizens by the tens of thousands to invade your country over your southern border. That would be insane. You would furthermore keep Chinese citizens out of medical, scientific, and R&D facilities. You definitely would not fund their bio labs or cover up for them when they unleashed killer viruses on the world. No, you wouldn't. Why would you do that? And then on questions of foreign policy, you would not spend a ton of time worrying about Taiwan. It's far away, and honestly, who cares? No. Because you don't have all the money in the world or all the time in the world, you would narrow down your priorities, and you would spend your energy and military might on your own hemisphere, where you and your population actually live. The people you want to protect, they live in the Western Hemisphere. So you would not allow the Chinese government to colonize pretty much every country in the Americas, including Canada and Mexico. No! And you certainly wouldn't let the Chinese, of all people, build the infrastructure in places that you directly control, like the supposedly American Virgin Islands, where the roads are paid for by China. That would be crazy and humiliating and very easy to stop. You wouldn't have to put up with that, so you wouldn't put up with it, not for a second. And just to make sure that China understood you're doing all you could to protect your own people, because that was really your goal, because being Dan Crenshaw, you really care about your own people and your own country. Because of that, you would immediately shoot down any spy balloon from China that floated over Montana. Obviously, that's some of what you would do. And yet, somehow, the U.S. government, even Dan Crenshaw, who really cares about your children, protecting them from China, has done none of that and has no plans to do any of that ever. So China still makes our antibiotics and our vitamins. But what Dan Crenshaw is doing is banning a social media app. And probably not the first social media app Dan Crenshaw will call for banning, or the Biden administration, with the help of Republican leaders, will try to ban. So what is this about? Well, it's not about China. It may be about other foreign countries. it's definitely not about China, because pay no attention to what they say. Watch carefully what they do. Rand Paul of Kentucky, who's of course a sitting United States senator, seems to be one of the very few in Washington who's watching what they do.
And then Rand Paul comes in, of course, and everyone's going to like what Rand Paul says, because Rand Paul is going against the system. And he exposes, and actually I checked on some of the things Rand Paul says in this interview, and he says that actually TikTok is not even controlled by the CCP. In fact, it's a whole bunch of investors, and it's held in a cloud oracle in Texas and stuff like that, and a lot of American money behind TikTok. But what is fascinating to me is for the last few years, we've been hearing all these military insiders and saying, you know, TikTok is a great threat to our democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand what that is. That is called planting seeds. So they knew this day would come, and they've been planting the seeds in your mind to accept this. And of course, there was big, you know, celebration that the House came together to go against TikTok. Now, I am not a fan of the CCP, and I am not a fan of a communist way of life. In fact, it couldn't be further from the truth. But I must tell you that I am considering going on to TikTok now, where I never would have considered it before. And what is very interesting is when you follow how this is playing out, and all of a sudden, all these people are putting up their things saying, we're going to buy it. You know, people from Israel are saying, we're going to buy it. Because, of course, on TikTok, the discourse is against the war in the Middle East. Many people are taking the Palestinian side. But that's not it. It's always about power and control. And how are all these people lining up, including Mnuchin, who worked for the Trump administration, lining up to possibly purchase TikTok, which is worth billions of dollars. So there's something to be said for that. And I haven't read the legislation, and I've heard mixed things on it. However, it does sound like a power play. And getting the ability to censor platforms or take down platforms. Whether that is in the legislation or not, well, I'll let you read it. But I'll bet you there is something like that in there. Because they have to control the narrative. Now, Trump has also put out posts saying, whoa, hold on, and I'm not quoting him, although I could pull up the quote from his post. But he's saying, look, the American government is your enemy, and Facebook and Google are far worse than TikTok. And that, I can believe. You know, Facebook has, you know, admittedly helped with child trafficking. They allow content on there that is unbelievably vile. You know, they're normalizing pedophilia. And that's allowed. And don't forget, if you want to talk about election interference, obviously social media is a place where people get together, and that can be dangerous on its own, because the hive mind is a terrible thing. But how do people organize? It's social media. And never forget, Zuckerberg put in over $400 million towards the theft of 2020. And if you don't think Google and Facebook aren't selling your secrets to China, who is an enemy, and it's not the people of China, it's the Chinese model that is really the enemy. And the Chinese model is not only being pushed by the Klaus Schwabs and the Bill Gates of the world and the WHO with the pandemic treaties and the Great Reset. You see, China is the model. And the social credit score is one of the great goals that they want to accomplish against us. Oops. My dad calling. He doesn't know I'm doing a show. This whole thing reeks to high heaven. Now, the gentleman who introduced the legislation, oh, what's his name? I had it written down here. It doesn't matter. He's a congressman. And guess who his number one funder is? It is AIPAC, which is the Jewish lobby. Oh, and the head of the Anti-Defamation League is one of the potential purchasers as well. Folks, this reeks to high heaven. And Tucker Carlson pointed out Dan Crenshaw a number of times. You know, he's the war veteran who lost his eye, and we should be, you know, supportive. And he's the one who says you hate America if you like TikTok. Don't forget that Dan Crenshaw, along with everyone loves her now, Tulsi Gabbard, they are puppets of the World Economic Forum. They are puppets. And the United States government, in my opinion, is the greatest enemy of the American people. Oh, it's way worse than being a rhino. Look, it's the Uniparty. The question in the chat is TikTok even up for sale? Well, what would happen is that with this legislation, they could be forcing the sale of it. So going and taking a thriving business that's worth billions of dollars and then universally, just with a stroke of a pen, saying you can't do business anymore and you must sell. And if you cannot do business in the United States anymore, your business is done, your shareholders will flee, and you're gone. So that would force the sale of TikTok, because they would take as much money as they can before they are devastated, because it is a business. So it would be the forced sale of it by the stroke of a pen. All right, let me get on to story number two. Is there any more questions about TikToks before I go on to the whole Boeing controversy? All right, so with Boeing, you've seen a lot of the stories right now that are out there. There was the whistleblower that came out in 2017 saying that Boeing is, you know, forsaking quality checks. That's why the door flew off of a jet. They're foregoing all these things. And then, you know, oddly enough, this guy has been, you know, fighting this since 2017. The whistleblower, he gets his day, you know, going into court. He's getting questioned by Boeing's lawyers. And then he is found dead right as this thing is taking movement. Now, no one would believe that he was suicidal. In fact, he made public statements that I'm reading this morning that said, if I die, I was not suicidal. So, a lot of people give these things a lot of credence. And now there's a tape out there that goes in behind the scenes, a hidden camera inside of the Boeing manufacturing facility, and they ask 15 Boeing employees who are working on the manufacturing of, for instance, the Dreamliner. And they're saying, they ask the questions of the Boeing employees, would you go on this plane? And 10 out of 15 of them say, no way, I would not go on this plane. Folks, these videos can be so easily doctored these days. They can be so easily fabricated. And by the way, maybe 10 employees did say that. But do you believe that they only asked 15 people? What if they asked 150 people and 10 of them just don't like flying? But they need a job and it's a good job. You have to take a lot of these things with a grain of salt. And I want to go as far to say, like, even with what O'Keefe Media is doing in the former, Veritas Media, how do you know that those people are even real? Do you go and find their face and then back it up and then follow every document to see if that person is who they claim it to be? Who's funding these people? Well, by side note, if you're on Twitter or X, Amazing Polly has been showing who's funding some of them. And boy, is there a war between her and what's it called? SGT reports. It's funny to watch. I'm not taking sides, but I have benefited from Amazing Polly's research in the past. I will say that. But there's some hit piece out her on her now, and there always is going to be hit pieces. Folks, it's hard to believe a lot of the stuff out there. And now with Boeing, of course, we have, you know, 6 different incidences in the last week because people are counting. And one plane did crash about a week ago. Now, please, I'm just asking you for some common sense, logic, and deduction. Perhaps the manufacturer, Boeing, was lax in one of their quality control steps. Okay. But there are checks and balances. And I know because I've been delayed on the tarmac because of mechanical things and because of last-minute inspections. And for a plane to turn around and do a landing somewhere else because of a problem is not that uncommon. It happens every day, folks. And by the way, Boeing makes a good portion of the planes that fly worldwide, and there's hundreds of thousands of them every single day. And to this day, even with all this stuff that's happening, air travel has a much better safety record than driving on a highway in a city. So why is this whole thing happening? And this is the part that no one's saying out loud. And I'll just get it out of the way. The part's gonna be very unpopular. But if you ever want to see an example, if I'm right about this, in my opinion, if you ever want to see an example how the so-called truther community is used in psychological warfare, this is it. This is one of them. Jeff, what are you saying? I'm saying that all these truthers are putting forth all this stuff, and it is a psychological operation, and they have fallen into the trap. And how do you fall into the trap? Well, there's a whistleblower. How do you know the whistleblower is real? How do you know? How do you know he wasn't put there to start off a psychological operation? Well, why would they do that? Ladies and gentlemen, the big power play that is happening in the world right now is with the green scam. The social credit scam, carbon pricing. If you've read the documents of Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, you will find out that they don't want you to travel by air because of your carbon footprint. And you'll be allowed like every 3 to 5 years to travel a certain amount of miles by air. You'll be, let me say that again, you will be allowed. Does that sound like freedom? But people won't accept that. I have loved ones. I want to go fly and see my kids who live here or there. Or go on vacation, perhaps. So how would they get people to give up flying? Create fear about flying. And you know, there's some good channels out there, and I'm just going to pick on one because he's posted it recently again. Shadow of Ezra channel glowingly posted last week that he posted at the beginning of winter in 2023, do not fly this winter. And now there's gloating. I told you so. I was right. My inside information was correct. Folks, how do you give up your rights? By the way, it's the same play that they did just a couple years ago. No, you're not allowed to hug your neighbor. You have to stand 6 feet apart because there's an invisible threat. Listen, if you or one of your loved ones flies and your plane goes down, it's rare, but it's fate. It's fate. God is in charge, not the devil, not the Illuminati. God lets them play their little games. And the truthers, the conspiracy theorists, are playing right into their hands. And unfortunately, I have in the past as well. And many of us will get caught. But I continue to pray for wisdom as we go forward. So do not be afraid to fly. That is the opposite of what you should be doing. You should be holding on to your freedoms. Now, just going back to the social media thing, and I told you about X. So when I got back from vacation, I hadn't turned on my phone in 7 days. And I guess it was the eighth day after I was back. I just looked to check at Twitter. and my account had been flagged and no one could see my posts because I was suspected of being a bot and a spammer. Now, I've been kicked off Twitter 2 times previously, and my last account had, I think I was up to about 6,000 followers when my account was taken down. My current account, as of today, has 484 followers. So, not a big account. But yet, I'm flagged. And even today, so I reposted a couple things with my comments. One is official government docs prove Michelle Obama did not give birth. I thought it was interesting considering what's happening with Macron's wife, Brigitte, or husband, should I say. And I wrote just simply this, again, we beat the French. Our tranny is bigger. I thought it was funny. Visibility limited. This post may violate X's rules against hateful conduct. But that's not all. There's a post on Zionists trying to buy TikTok, and I re-forwarded it, and I said, Synagogue of Satan added again. It's exact same warning. Visibility limited. This post may violate X's rules against hateful conduct. I'm sorry. By saying Synagogue of Satan, I am quoting the Bible, Elon. Anyone who thinks Elon is a good dude, you gotta be kidding, folks. Again, this is where truthers get sucked in to this. It is controlled opposition. Don't forget, this is the guy who wants to put brain chips in you. This is the guy who has a company called The Boring Company. What have we learned about tunnels? And yet, oh, yeah, let's dig more. As the other ones are getting flooded out, let's dig more. This is a guy who's filling up the sky full of satellites, and I said sky purposefully, full of satellites so they can establish their new matrix of control, the new internet that is going to rule our lives. And if you've been hearing over the last several years, again, seed planning, Internet of Bodies. Internet of Bodies. They say that about your smart home. You have all these smart devices now. Internet of Bodies. Well, I don't call a device a body. So why are they using the language Internet of Bodies? Because they want your body. Think about it. Just like this whole green agenda. It's carbon that is killing this world. No, it's lack of carbon that is killing this world. It's the exact inversion of everything they say. There's a clip that's going around today of Bill Gates saying, no, I don't plant trees. I won't plant trees. That'll kill the earth. What? that's a good point. I think Elon is Joe's handler. Yeah. Yeah, and maybe he is trying to dump Truth Social. I don't know, but yes, and I'm looking at May, you're exactly right. They're wanting our bodies connected with AI. I'm going to do a show on AI soon, folks. I think it's much bigger than anyone has any idea of. I think it is much bigger. By the way, I hate being a beg, but and thank you for the gifts so far. But folks, I got to get over $20. It's not me needing $20. Well, actually, I do need $20, but It's to get into that top market. So if you're able, I appreciate the gifts in during the live. Couple other things that just caught my interest. There has been a lot of talk, and I will do a show on it, about this upcoming eclipse. And there's so much in this when people are mapping out the towns that is doing it. There certainly seems to be a very biblical perspective about this. And, you know, I guess one of the debates I'm having internally in trying to sift through this stuff, first of all, God's in charge. So the devil ain't making the sun and the moon do this. That's God. Okay. And I think there's a reason for it, and the fact that it's 7 years after the last one, and it's making either a X marks the spot or a cross, whichever way you want to look at it. This is from God. Thank you, Natasha. Thank you, Linda. God bless you. But the one thing that is coming out consistently about this eclipse is in the paths of it, local governments are putting out information for you to make sure that your car is filled with gas, to make sure you have at least 2 weeks of food that are going out there. Now, I don't know if anything is going to happen. Look, I'm not a prognosticator. I'll give my opinions. I kind of sift through the news. I look at patterns and then start to, well, sometimes I make predictions just because it's fun to make predictions, but I let you know that it's not thus saith the Lord or anything like that. However, when there's this many people saying that something could be going on, first of all, I would say that it has nothing to do with the eclipse if the lights go out. It is an excuse, a boogeyman for your government to blame natural causes for the lights to go out. All of this stuff is about land grabs. It's about you owning nothing. It is about the Great Reset. When you look at what happened in Hawaii, that became so obvious. When you look at what's happening in South America now, it's so obvious that these are land grabs. When you're getting tornadoes and floods in places where you don't normally get tornadoes and floods, some of it could be natural, but we have evidence that the government has been manipulating weather for, well, I guess, what, 60, 70 years now? Since Vietnam, at least. They are trying to grab the land. And what happens to the people who have the land? Well, just take East Palestine. A train derails. They poison the people. They poison the land. The people's houses are worth nothing. The people's health has gone down. What are they to do? Their house is worth, what, a quarter of what it was worth before? If that, who would buy that to move it? No, you buy the property really low and you hang on for 10 years before you do something with it. Same with the wildfires. And, you know, they're taking out the land where the cattle graze because they're taking over control over all the food supplies. Did you know that there's four major meat processors, beef processors in particular, in the United States, and two of them are foreign-owned Chinese? Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, I was thinking about this. Why the focus on beef? Why not the focus on chickens? and pork. Well, it's really simple. After just thinking about it for a minute, the chicken industry is already so corporate to keep up with, because of the price of chicken being lower, because of the circumstances in which they're grown inside these huts, a very unnatural life, by the way, for chickens, the hormones they have to give them because it's an unsanitary environment, so they fill them up with all these antibiotics and everything else to facilitate the corporate growth. They already have a monopoly on the chicken. You're already getting the hormones and stuff like that. That's why so many people are obese in North America. If you have a local farmer, please go to your and buy, you know, spring chickens, buy your beef from the small guys, get to know your local farmers, folks. If you have to pay a little bit more, you will save in the big, in the grand scheme of things. Make no mistake, you're investing in your body and your family's bodies. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Hey, Big Chief, I'm glad to see you here. What's happening, brother? Haven't talked to you in a little while. Great to see you over here. Yes, Wendy, you put spot on. Pray for your food. Our God is bigger than all this, but definitely, you know, God was so smart when he says, do this in remembrance of me. You know, just when we're eating, you know, well, it's somewhat of a communion, isn't it? I could go on and on. Listen, just getting back to some changes. I do plan on doing more of these live shows here on Podbean, probably shorter, and a lot of them will be with somewhat. Sorry, Big Chief, I did not see it. I was away last week, and I still haven't caught up with all my texts. I gotta tell you, I've been kind of staying away from my phone for a little bit. I was actually starting to catch up yesterday, but I'll definitely look for it today. I'm going to be doing more of these Podbeans. Some of them I will do on a fairly short notice, and I won't even play a song or anything at the... Oh, my. Well, I may as well announce it. Thank you for that news. It's with regret that I'm going to pass this along. Many of you will remember the show I had here on Podbean, The Military Analyst. Big Chief was pretty close with Chris Wilson. And it seems that Chris Wilson passed on December 7th. So my thoughts and prayers out to his family and those who loved him, and to many of you who really had a soft spot for him. I certainly did have a soft spot for him as well. And and just for the record, although I kind of made a clean break with Chris, with the whole ship thing, it got a little bit weird for me. And I think he had the best of intentions, honestly. Yeah, I pray he found salvation too. But I just want you to know that, my wife is my accountant as well, and there's still some people who support the military analyst intel on Right On You, and we had been sending checks regularly to help support him. Well, as regularly as money was coming in, which was not that often and not that much, but we certainly passed it along. thank you, Jan. Yeah, when I see these jumbled letters, I have no, people have different social media profiles for every thing, and I can't track it all, but it's with great regret. So, in fact, I just want to pray for those who survived Chris Wilson. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Chris Wilson's life. Lord, I pray that he did find salvation in his days. I know that the seeds were planted, and I know he was a man of good intention. And Lord, I suspect that he had, I know that he had experienced programming as a young man. And Lord, you're a righteous and justified God. So Lord, I know that whatever you did was right. And I have faith in that. And I believe that just his courage alone, Lord, you would have mercy on him. Lord, I pray for his surviving family and all those who cared for him, including myself, Lord. Lord, may you send your spirit of joy and your comforter to each of us. And we remember the good things about Chris and some of the moments of clarity that we had and some of the deep insights into the world, even though he looked at it from a different way than we did, it still shined light on different situations. And Lord, so as we remember him, I praise your name, Jesus, and I thank you for comforting his family. It may have happened on December 7th, Lord, but you are the beginning and the end. And even though we're praying now, it doesn't matter because time does not affect you. Thank you, Jesus, for the life of Chris Wilson and all those who love him. Yeah. Amen. So I'm not sure how many shows I'm going to be doing next week. I can tell you what is planned with the new format is that I will be doing more content and not less. But it'll be more one story at a time. And I'm just kind of giving you clues to where it's going and perhaps even getting some feedback. But a big part of me wants to, help your loved ones who have no idea what's going on and make a safe landing for them and not to weigh out their podcast to something they cannot relate to. You know, it's time, no matter what some of our political differences are, in some ways we need to partner with those we disagree with. And we can battle with them later on. But there's an enemy at the door, and I think we really need to get our strength from numbers right now. So the Lord's been putting these things on my heart actually for a very long time. I'm just thick and it takes a while to go through, but it's always in God's timing. And anyways, I'll be making some announcements, but please don't go away. And for those of you who support the show, please continue to. I really do need it. If you want me to stay here doing this full time. If you don't, okay. But anyways, God is my provider, and he'll provide one way or the other. So God bless each and every one of you, and have a great weekend. We'll have a prayer meeting Saturday at 8 p.m. on the main Telegram channel. Please join us. It's worthwhile. And also, I will be doing the Sunday Bible study. The Sunday Bible studies are not going away, as I plan to keep these Friday lives. Although, you know, going into the summer, if I'm tending to go away on a weekend or something like that, I'll probably move them to Wednesdays. So I'll keep you abreast with as much notice as possible. But I will continue to do these. In fact, I plan to really do two, maybe even three of these on Podbean a week. So God bless each and every one of you. And thank you so much for Dana. That's a wonderful comment. I appreciate that. And thank you, Natasha, Eve, Wendy, all of you, Linda, Dana. Well, it's just way too many names, but God bless each and every one of you. And in the meantime, remember to love your God, love your family, love your neighbor as yourself, and go and make a difference in your community. Hey, Peter. Sorry, just signing off. Good morning to you. Take care.
Right on, right on, right on. Right on radio.
Right on radio.